Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fowles Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader of the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, you send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is so wonderful to be with you this morning. I have just been, just dealing with a whole lot of things this week. And, you know, I'm going to share some of that with you this morning. The weather here is, of course, as in Texas, is just hot, just hot. And it's cloudy a little bit this morning. I'm kind of hoping that we'll get some rain because my garden definitely needs some rain. I hope that you enjoyed last week's show when we talked about PTSD and how it affects us and some things that we do. And I'd like you to be sure to get the book Soldier with a Backpack. Ms. Watley, we were talked after the show, and hopefully she will be back on again as we talk about this important subject in our world, because we're not just, you know, soldiers coming back from a war, but it's people who have experienced some type of trauma in their life. And today's show is talking about giving the world the best and you receive the best. You know, I go with the statement of what goes around comes around. It's a basis of the law of attraction. What you give out, you get back, and I've got a couple other ones for you, too. I want to give a shout-out to all of you who are listening today. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. If you're new to the show, welcome. Welcome. I appreciate that. Hopefully a friend of yours or someone you know, or you saw an advertisement and that you came to listen to the show. It is my pleasure to be with you today. And, you know, there are plenty of shows in the archives. If you found me on iTunes, they're all out there for free, several years worth of shows that you can go back. And, you know, if you go back a ways back, you will see that I have grown. Because every time I bring something to you, every time I read another book, every time I attend another conference or a seminar or a training, I learn new things and I implement things into my life and then I share them with you. I'm not going to give you things that I myself have not tried. That wouldn't be fair to you at all, because I'm here to help you improve your life in a way that is allowing you to mentally, emotionally, make the changes that you desire to make your life better, to help you live your life calmer. And speaking of living life calmer, I always start the show, most of the time, with a meditation. And so if you are driving while you're listening to this, please do not close your eyes. You can relax because I'm not putting you into a deep, deep meditation. I just want you to relax. You know, driving is stressful as it is at times. For me, it's relaxing. So take a deep breath in and out. So this weekend, I was at a conference. Take a deep breath in and out. I had the opportunity to speak, but I got the opportunity to hear many speakers. And one of my favorite is Miss Misty, M-I-S-T-E, all right? So it's not I, but with an E. And she teaches Tai Chi. Take a deep breath in and out, and yoga, and a number of things. She is the stress agent who helps you learn how to de-stress. And one of the things she talked about is breathing, the breath. Again, deep breath in and out. And one of the things she brought out is when that you're breathing, most of us, we breathe in and bring our stomach in, and when we breathe out, we let our stomach out. It's just the opposite of what it should be. When you breathe in, your stomach should go out. As you expand your lungs and bring the breath into you, you should be expanding, not contracting. And as you breathe out, contract, your stomach should come down. And as she mentioned, babies do it the right way. Somewhere along the line, we learn this opposite way of breathing. Take a deep breath in and out. And relax, and your eyes are closed unless you're doing some type of machinery. There's a power and presence in the universe. That power and presence always has been, always will be. Everything is created out of it, and everything that it created contains it. This power and presence is known by many names. It is the creator of the universe, the one that created us. And we want to recognize that that power and presence is with us, within us, all around us, in everything that we see. And this power and presence helps us in every day, in every way. All we have to do is ask. All we have to do is concentrate and focus. And be detailed in the things that we desire. And so what is your intention for this week? What is the one thing that you want to demonstrate to the world about you and who you are? Take a deep breath in and out. If you feel tension in your body, relax. If you feel tension anywhere in your body, relax. Bring it in. Feel that area where the tension is and relax it. If you need to tense that muscle, and then relax it to just see that you are tense. If your jaw is tight, you feel yourself tightening your jaw, relax. Relax. What is your intention for this week? Is it to get some things accomplished that you had not? Is it to do some research? Is it to work on a certain project? What is that one thing that you've been putting off that you want to get done this week? Now, mentally ask for help. to get that accomplished, whether it's the energy, the strength, the perseverance, the knowledge that you need, the connection that you need. What is it that you want for that one thing that you want done this week? That is the top of your list that you've been putting off, and you want it to go, you want it to take care of itself. Just ask. And share one affirmation that I say every day. I command that abundance flows into and throughout my life easily and effortlessly in amazing ways. Let me say that again. I command that abundance flows into and throughout my life easily and effortlessly in amazing ways. Visualize finishing your project, getting the call you need or making the call, whatever your intention was. Visualize that it is done. It is complete. Because the minute you ask and you focus and set your intention, it is done. And it is so. All right. Very good. Give the world your best, and you will receive the best. All right. Well, Galatians 6, because this came to me today. Galatians 6. You see, even before I come on the show, I go into meditation to know what I need to say when I pick a topic. What is it that I need to talk about it? What is it that I need to share? So that was part of my intention this morning. And so Galatians 6, 7th verse, and I'm going to read all the way through verse 10. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good. Let me say that again. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Now, we are another scripture tells us to love one another, right? Love your neighbors as yourself. Another scripture tells us to even love our enemies. So when I say the meditation, and I start my meditation each time, I talk about the fact that the creator of the universe created everything out of itself and everything contains it. So what does that mean? Well, the creator always has been, always will be. And it was itself, and it expanded itself, and it, from its thought, it created everything the stars, the moons, the planets, asteroids, all kinds of things, minerals, gold, silver, oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, boron, and I can go on and on. Most of those are from my garden, things that I need in my garden, things that are needed by plants and animals alike. We have a symbiosis which has been ignored, and that we need each other. We need the trees and the plants. We need the oceans. We need the fish. It has been known for a long time that there is a hierarchy from the smallest one cell amoeba to the largest of the large, and I'll just go to the dinosaurs, to the whales. All of it contains this one little piece. Every cell of your body contains a piece of the Creator. Science is looking for what they call the God particle, because they know each cell is unique. Our bodies contain thousands and thousands and trillions of cells, and each one has a job. Just think of the miracle. The miracle of birth. You know, it is a privilege, and it is enjoyable to live in the thought that when I see you, I see God. When I see anyone, any living thing, any inanimate thing, a rock, a diamond, a pearl, I see God. Each thing, each one of us is a living representation of the Creator of the universe. Let us make man in our image. But some of us don't believe that. We don't believe that we have a little piece of God. We look at each other and we condemn. We look at each other and we go, ah, girl, did you see? Excuse me? Oh, but he didn't do so-and-so. And we judge. Hey, judge not, lest ye be judged. So in a world, just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a world and walk in a world where we only meet representations of our Creator? We could live in such a world. When we accept and come to the decision, or we are aware of this, that when you look at another person or you look in the mirror and you see yourself, you only see the God in them. Yes, we say we're only human, but to me, a lot of times, that's just an excuse to do what you want to do. Yes, we're only human. Yes, I'm saying yes. I am human. I'm not an only. I'm human. I am an individualized representation of the Creator of the universe, because the substance that I am made of is made from the Creator, comes directly from the Creator. And each time a child is born, that is replicated in each and every cell. Last night I was doing my YouTube OD, and I came across a video. And they said, be careful. If nudity upsets you, you don't want to watch this. But what I watched was beautiful. And it was the birthing of a child. And some of you won't go, ooh, oh. But every time I think of a birth of a child, the birth of my children, the birth of my grandchildren, it is such a miracle. And I had C-section, so I didn't experience, thankfully. Anyway, I didn't experience the natural birth. And this couple wanted, you know, the world to understand. For those who have never experienced, they don't know what it's like. And she and her husband distilled 22 hours of labor. This was like the hardest. This was her third child or fourth child. And each child, fourth child, and each child before that, her labor got shorter and shorter. And for some reason, this was longer. And, you know, I thought maybe I'd wind up turning it off, but I didn't, because it was so beautiful to watch this child being born and the miracle of birth. We've seen, you know, the miracle, well, at least I have, the miracle of a horse being born, or the miracle of a calf. But a human, it is just so wonderful. And this child, this innocent child, comes into the world blank slate, and is trained by its parents to how to be in the world, how to view the world, and how beautiful it would be if every child was brought into the world and taught that everyone in the world is a child of God, is a daughter or son of God, and that we should respect them. You know, one of my favorite writers is Ralph Waldo Trine. And what I'm talking about is from one of his essays. And that essay is In Tune with the Infinite, is the name of that essay. And he says this: and when we thus recognize the God in everyone, we by this recognition help to call it forth ever more and more. What a privilege. This privilege of yours, this privilege of mine, that hypocritical judging of another is something then with which we can have nothing to do. I love this. It's basically no judging. Let me read that again. That hypocritical judging of another is something then with which we can have nothing to do. Sometimes I love the I call it old English, but early 1900s English. And I go on. For we have the power of looking beyond the evolving, changing, error-making self, and see the real, the changeless, the eternal self, which by and by will show forth in the full beauty of holiness. We are then large enough also to realize the fact that when we condemn another, by that act we condemn ourselves. And that's why Galatians 6 came to me, right? Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You know, in Success Lessons from My Garden, as I talk about in that series and continue, the idea is, what is it that you're sowing? What kind of life are you sowing? What kind of thoughts are you sowing? Because you will reap what you sow. If you sow cucumbers, hopefully, when the seed sprouts, well, not hopefully, I know, cucumbers are going to come up. If I sow tomato seeds, yes, there are different kinds of tomatoes. There's Celebrity and Early Girl and Beefsteak and Grape Tomatoes and Roma Tomatoes and all those, but they still come up as a tomato. So seeing the real, the changeless, the eternal self, seeing the God in others as well as yourself, look for the good. Stop blaming others for things that you do. This week, I was reading an article, and it just resonated with me so well. And you can Google this. In fact, I invite you to Google it. It's called Gaslight. It's called Gaslighting. All right? Gaslighting. And what it comes from, and I'm putting it in Google right now, which I didn't do earlier, gaslighting, it comes from a movie that was made a long time ago. It was a 1944 film with Ingrid Bergman. And gaslighting, or gas, two words, gaslighting with a dash, is a form of psychological abuse in which the victim is manipulated into doubting their own memory, perception, and sanity. Instances may range from the denial by an abuser that previous abusive energy incidents never occurred. In fact, up to staging bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. This article brought out that we, through the media and through different things, have been gaslighted into thinking that we somehow were wrong and that stuff didn't happen. And I'm not going to go in detail, but let's just talk about lying in the media. When we see something with our own eyes and they tell us that's not what we saw. See love in the world. See and listen to the people around you and at least give them the benefit of the doubt. But when you see the God in a person, you're going to keep seeing that God in that person and not judge them, because it will come back to them in one way or another. Thank you for being here today. I truly appreciate you. I appreciate you spending the time with me.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to your divine plan. Join me to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 states, as you have believed, let it be done to you. And it is so. Thank you.